The recent explosion of migrants from Africa and Syria gained international attention last year, but for 40-year-old Musi Zirai, it began in the early 1990s when he left home as a youth. Father Musi is now a parish priest in a Catholic diocese in Switzerland. He is also the unofficial ambassador for thousands of migrants who fled from Eritrea, Ethiopia, Sudan, and Somalia. His cell phone number is scrawled on the hulls of boats that carry their human cargoes to Europe. Migrants from throughout the Horn of Africa call him when their boats begin to flounder and sink in the Mediterranean.
Time by time, finally, I become public figure and like one of main points for asylum seekers and refugees from Horn Africa, especially for Eritreans, because even me, I am Eritrean. Even me, when I come for the first time to Europe, I came like asylum seeker, refugee.
When Musi fled from Asmara, Eritrea was still fighting for its independence from the Marxist regime of Mengistu Haile Mariam of Ethiopia. From Rome, he has watched the rebirth of Eritrea and has been disappointed.
Eritrea is one of these countries, leaks, really is a failed state, because the government, the regime in Eritrea is totally authoritarian, totally despotic. So why? These people is obligate to escape from the country, because no, we don't have even constitution.
Father Musi started to help African migrants in 1995. He began getting calls for help on his cell phone 5 years later. He created the Agencia Habesha website for his rescue work. He helps identify the dead, visits detention centers in Italy, meets with members of European parliaments and European Union commissioners. And in the spring, when the weather is good for sailing, he starts getting the calls.
I received some distress call, especially from two boats. The first one with 600 refugees or asylum seekers. The second one is with around 450 people. So finally, more than 1,000. When I received this distress call, I informed the Italian Coast Guard, the Maltese Coast Guard, and the other organization like UNHCR. So we all try to follow up the process of rescue.
More immigrants continue to reach European shores. In the past 6 months, the International Office for Migration and the UN Refugee Agency have estimated more than 150,000 migrants have landed in Europe. Father Musi has lobbied migration officials and legislators in Rome and in the European Union in Brussels to argue for a humane policy for the settlement of the migrants. But he says Europe has its own political problems.
For a long time, the European Union, he don't see this problem like the European problem. He look like only problem of Italy, problem of Greece, problem of Spain.
Migrants land in Italy and Greece because these countries claim the shores of the Mediterranean, and they are Europe's frontline states for the Africa migration. The European Union maintains that the first country you reach must take you in, even though or because Eritrea was once an Italian colony. Eritreans prefer the Scandinavian countries where relatives and liberal refugee policies welcome them.
Now the new agenda of the European Union, he talk about these 40,000 asylum seekers we can transfer legally, relocation to other North European countries. Yes, many countries like England, Denmark, France, even some of these Eastern European countries, he don't accept this, even Spain. He want to start to rebuilding his new life in the country where we want to reach the other family members, in, maybe in Sweden, in Norway, in Holland or Germany.
Echoing the arguments of other European champions of migrants, Father Musi says Africa's migrants can help Europe's troubled economies.
We know the demography of many European countries is very low because the people of the European Union is more oldest, so we need the fresh new energy to involve in this development program, in the industries, in agriculture, all these sectors. So it's necessary to give more opportunity for these very poorest country. Even if you want to do some agreement to send back the migrant workers, it's necessary to invest in the origin country for these people to create jobs in the homeland.
Earlier in the discussions, EU commissioners considered why so many Africans are leaving their homelands.
Even in my discussion with the European country MP or with the commissioners, I discuss even about these migrant workers. So why I ask to the European Union, especially when I have the occasion to discuss with the commissioners, I ask them, first step is necessary to go to the homeland of these countries to find the solution in the root of the problem.
The European policy debate divides migrants into those who flee for their lives and those who pursue jobs. Father Musi believes Eritreans and many others from Africa fall into the first category.
Asylum seekers, he don't escape from the country with the plan to go to Europe. He escaped only to save his life.
For the European Migration Dilemma, Father Musi and some officials in the European Union Commission have a solution. Persuade Europe's political leaders to help the countries like Eritrea to ease economic burdens and create jobs. This is David Arnold for VOA in Washington, D.C.